The government spends €260 million every year on childcare provision for more than 100,000 children. An interdepartmental group has been set up by the Minister for Children, James Riley, to look at how best to use this investment, and they'll report back later on in the year. Now, one area they'll definitely be looking at is the affordability of childcare. We're going to return now to our reporter, Petula Martin, who's at a childcare facility in Ongar in West Dublin to look at the issue. Good morning again, Petula.
Good morning, Rachel. It's getting busy here at Mother Hubbard's. Most of the children have arrived. Some have had breakfast in the breakfast club and are being brought by staff to the local schools in Ongar, and the rest of the children are playing and settling into their day. I've been talking to some of their parents, all of whom are delighted with the quality of care their children receive here at Mother Hubbard's, but all of them find the cost of childcare a real burden.
The routine in the morning time is basically mental chaos, as I'm sure every other parent in the country understands. I'm quite lucky that I get to work from home and I work half days. So he's only in here for half days. So generally we drop him around here and then I bring my other two children to school and then I go home and I work and then I pick everybody up and then we have an afternoon of chaos, more chaos.
Is your son availing of the free preschool year?
Absolutely. And that is a huge help to us. And we would love to see more initiatives like that because, to be honest with you, childcare has been such a huge cost for us. We actually debated hugely about having a third child. We had two children, we really wanted a third, but we had to sit down and really think about that because, you know, having a third child in Ireland now is just so difficult.
It's essentially a second mortgage for us every month, and it has been since he was two, since my wife went back to work. So she's really working just to pay for his childcare at the moment so that when he gets to an old enough age when he doesn't need childcare, she still has a career ahead of her, and her own career hasn't been put on hold.
I have three children and both three of them attend.
That must be expensive.
Yeah, very expensive. I have two that's school going, so they drop in the morning and then they collect it afternoon.
Yeah, and how much in total do you pay for childcare?
£1,095 a month. It's more than my mortgage.
Do they like it here?
They love it here. I have to say, the girls are brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
That makes it so much easier then.
So much easier. Yeah, it's like a home from home.
Good, good.
But it still doesn't replace being there with them.
Karen McGovern is the owner of Mother Hubbard's. She explains the ECCE scheme, better known as the free preschool year.
The ECCE runs over 38 weeks over the school term. The children come in 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. We would get paid €237 per month for the children. Now, for any parent who are working full-time, if their child is in that category, the age category, 3.5 to 4.5, they would get that off their full pay, their fees here at Mother Hubbard's. You know, it only applies to the children who are the year before they go to school. You know, we have children here that are here from their 6 months old, and parents are struggling to pay their full daycare fees.
I couldn't go back full time until they're a lot older. Yeah, I couldn't afford it. Financially, I couldn't afford it in that I wouldn't be along with them. And then you pay more when they're here full time. So it wouldn't pay. Even part time, it doesn't pay, but I'm doing it till they go to school.
Two children, we won't get much change out of €1,300 a month for the two kids.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, we actually worked it out. We can actually hire an apartment, put an au pair in it, and it will still be the same price. My wife is working full-time. We're both working, which is important for us. We still drive an 06 car, which we won't replace. Things like that, you know, holidays is limited. Yeah. But it's just something we do.
Our childcare is higher than our mortgage, and always has been. I mean, you know, we're kind of sensible with our mortgage and sensible with our bills and sensible with our money, and it still was too expensive for me to return to work until quite recently. Even that it's mainly the ECCE place has factored in the reduction, which has made me be able to even look for work, to go for interviews, to have time to prepare for work, to keep up with my skills, and I think it should be tax deductible.
One parent suggesting childcare should be tax deductible. All parents happy with the free preschool year. I'm joined by Teresa Heaney. She's CEO of Early Childhood Ireland. The government is committed to introducing a second free preschool year, Teresa. We don't know when that will be. Has it been successful to date, and would you welcome a second free preschool year?
As a policy initiative, the first free preschool year has been a huge success. I mean, 95% of the eligible cohort are accessing their free preschool school year. So I'm sure the government is very happy with it. But from the point of view of people working and operating services in the early childhood education sector, I have to say it has brought many, many difficulties. The capitation at the initial time was too low, but it has subsequently been reduced. And it doesn't include any planning time, no evaluation time, no time for administration or meetings with parents, no training time, no time for continuing professional development. And in addition, there are no additional supports for children with additional needs who are coming to services all around the country this morning. And the big problem with free preschool year is that it only covers 38 weeks a year. And that has really changed the dynamic in our sector, because it has meant that a lot of staff now working in the sector work on seasonal contracts and part-time contracts. In addition to that, we see a sector of whom huge requirements are made for to engage in training and to upskill, with absolutely no expectation. They have no expectation of any increase in salaries. So we have people with qualifications at level 5, 6, 7 and 8 on virtually the same wage. And unfortunately, many of those women working in the sector, about 25,000 of them, are only on the minimum wage.
Now, I have met the staff here at Mother Hubbard's. They love their jobs. The children love them. Is a career in childcare, is it an attractive option?
At the moment, it couldn't possibly be an attractive option for most of the women working in the sector. And it's a very large sector. We must remember that there's about 25,000 people working in services. And Pubble will tell us that of the 4,500 services operating, about 80,000 of those are hardly sustainable anymore, and particularly since the introduction of the free preschool year. And for people working in the sector, they tell us now that they can't get mortgages because they're on 38-week contracts, that they can't get car loans because they're on 38-week contracts. So we really have to address the issues associated with the first free preschool year before there's any policy initiative to begin any talk about a second year.
So plenty for the interdepartmental group to discuss on the future investment in childcare. Teresa Heaney, CEO of Early Childhood Ireland, thank you for talking to me this morning. Rachel.
Thank you very much indeed.